Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHP. It's a game day Monday, September 28, 2020, and it's the most anticipated Monday night football game of the year, maybe the most anticipated regular season game of the year. Chiefs at Ravens, and on the call tonight in the booth on ESPN will be our next guest, Steve Levy. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Steve and Nate, how you guys doing? We are fired up here in Baltimore, and I'm going to really try to avoid, like, to not be shot out of a cannon coming out of that Monday Night Football music tonight. Exactly, there you go. There's, like, that's better than coffee in the morning for me, man. So, we're excited about the game, and the whole company's been excited since the schedule was released. You're like, wow, look at that game, and whoa, wait a second, they even gave that to us on Monday night, so we're excited about it, no question.
And look, congratulations on being named the play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football. You've been a terrific play-by-play guy for a number of years, and so many games, whether it's college, whether it's XFL, all over ESPN, and for someone that really deserves it, we're really happy to see you in the Monday Night Football booth, and I think it's been great with Louis Riddick, and of course, you've worked before with Brian Griese as his partner in college football, but again, congratulations. That is a dream job for anyone in your profession.
No question. It definitely is for me, and thank you for the kind words. And, you know, we're off to a pretty decent start, and we really want it to be rolling coming into this one because we know we'll have a few eyeballs on it. But, we're looking to get better every single week. It's kind of like the broadcast crew is in a lot of ways like the football team, right? We work on stuff during the week and try to get it right, and then when the lights come on, and that red light comes on, we want to be ready to roll tonight. And quite honestly, part of our job tonight, like, we're going to go to the stadium just in case, but we're going to try to stay out of the way, too. Like, tonight's a game that should really kind of take care of itself, you know?
You know what? I'm so glad to hear you say that. I was actually thinking the same thing about what I've appreciated about you in the first couple of games has been I feel like as a play-by-play guy, it's really difficult when you have something as big as Monday Night Football, you want to rise to that. You want to match the moment. You want to, you know, give it the intensity and the excitement that it deserves. But at the same time, you kind of don't want to step over it, right? Like, you don't want to get in the way of this amazing event, this great event. Is that a difficult? I feel like you've struck that balance really well in the first couple games. Is it a difficult challenge for you at all?
You know, it's something I'm definitely paying attention to, and you know, I don't really know if I have a style. You know, I think I speak generally, I think I speak less than most play-by-play broadcasters do. And I have just as much information as everyone does, and I have opinions and things I'd like to say, but especially in a three-man booth, and I've got, you know, two super cerebral football minds next to me in Brian Griese and Louis Riddick. And so therefore, there is naturally less time for me to say anything. And that's good. We really, to boil it down, we don't want to mess the game up for anyone, right? We want to enhance it in a way. We don't want to take away from anything that we're going to see. And quite frankly, there's been so much attention on the Monday Night Football broadcast booth over the years. Like, the game is the thing. Especially tonight, it's not the three people upstairs, and really, I'm sort of half kidding when I say I'm going to try to get the score right, and try to get a couple of the players' names right, and then we'll go from there. So the game should take care of itself. We want to add to it, not take away, and that's something absolutely we're paying close attention to.
And Steve, I know you worked with Brian Griese before as his partner, but we have long been fans of Louis Riddick. He's come on this show several times, and boy, I can't think of any people better at him as far as an analyst and just being able to break things down in a way that's entertaining and informative. How's it been so far working with Louis Riddick in the booth?
No question. Louis is the people's choice. And certainly on social media and around the country, no one was, happier, I think, and more excited about Louis getting the job, certainly much more than just ho-hum Griese and me. So, Listen. While Greasy and I have done the college games for 4 years together, you know, I've done 100 SportsCenter segments with Lewis. You know, we spend the whole Super Bowl week every year together on the set, certainly in the studio as well. So Lewis and I work together an awful lot. And last year we got the back end, the second Monday night game, so we sort of had, you know, that game together. But listen, there are some challenges in the three-man booth. Especially when you have two guys like those two, have a lot to say and a lot of smart things to say. But if ever you're going to do that, this really is the perfect season, because without the crowd, without the people in the stands, you know, it's not like we're laying out for third down to hear the crowd go wild. I mean, that's just not happening. So there's more space, more room, and Lewis and Brian both have a lot of really smart things to say. So it's been great. And the other thing I will add, honestly, is the lack of ego, right? Lewis and Brian are not ego guys. They willingly, you know, share the space in the booth. And for me, and people disagree, I think you need a quarterback or head coach in the booth. So we've got that with Greasy. But I love the fact that Lewis brings, a defensive player's mentality to it all. And not just that he has front office experience, cap experience, roster management, all those kinds of things come into play. So I'd like to think, you know, and with Lisa Salters, our sideline reporter, who's not allowed on the sideline this season, you know, we've kind of got all the bases covered for you on our broadcast.
So let's talk about this game a little bit, Steve, before we run out of time. It's been a heck of a game the last two times these teams played each other, and I'm curious if you think, I mean, are the Ravens even better this time around than the last two times the Chiefs played them?
I think they probably are. I do think they are. Lamar has really settled into a nice comfort zone, and I think the stereotypes don't apply to Lamar Jackson. People are surprised. He's great from the pocket. He is great from the pocket. In fact, I've got this neat note. You probably hear this, I don't know, five or six times in the broadcast tonight, but this might surprise you. Since the start of last season, no one in the NFL has more touchdown passes from the pocket than Lamar Jackson, and you wouldn't think that off the top of your head. So while there, Baltimore is definitely a run-first offense, Lamar can sit back there and he can pick you apart too, and he's got the weapons. You know, for as much as everybody loves Travis Kelce, and I'm not saying Mark Andrews is there, but he's close. So the Ravens have a top-notch tight end. They've got guys who can spread the field as well. And they now run at you three running backs. I mean, the Ravens will give you almost an equal number of carries from three different running backs. So come the fourth quarter, winning time, this Baltimore offense will be fresh, and that's something Kansas City's going to have to worry about.
Steve, one of the challenges doing radio in Kansas City is trying to find creative ways to explain how great Patrick Mahomes is. And so I'd like to hear from you from a different perspective, the joy of watching Patrick Mahomes play football.
So that's a big advantage to television, right? I don't have to say anything. You can watch it. You can see it. You know, on radio, you got to describe, wow, he just threw with his left hand, you know, or he's looking left and he's throwing right. So we have the luxury of that, where I can say less and sort of watch more. But he is so much fun to watch. I want to call him a good kid, but, you know, I know he's 25. He'll still be a kid at 25, but he just seems to have the right priorities. He's got the right attitude. He just seems to bring everything to the table, right? Everything you would look for in a young leader. I know philanthropically off the field, what he has done. And what I loved about Mahomes is, and we've asked, you know, we've spoken to, I don't know, four or five players in the game, and obviously all the coaches and coordinators. You know, and I'm trying to get them to bite on, you know, tonight's game is different, right? Like, we're not let's be honest, not every NFL game is the same, right? Let's be honest. And Mahomes gave you some of that. He goes, listen, I get it. And he went immediately to, there's only one bye in each conference this year. It's not like in the past when the top two teams got a bye. So, you know, the season is not going to be decided tonight. We get that. But if, as everyone believes, in the end, in the AFC, for the right to go to the Super Bowl, it's going to come down to Kansas City and Baltimore, well, then you want to have the home game, and you most certainly want to have the bye. Like, people forget, the Ravens had the one seed last year and got the bye and still lost, right? And so I think that underscores the importance of tonight's game. Even though it's only week three, this could be the ticket to the Super Bowl tonight. And Mahomes was front and center with that fact. So, you know, he's got his head screwed on right. I think they'd like to avoid getting down double digits early on. I think they realized they were fortunate in what happened last week in Los Angeles. And I think Patrick's probably still feeling the effects of last week's game. And you know, the whole league was looking at the Chargers tape of how they got after Kansas City a week ago. And so the Ravens certainly took a look at that as well.
You know, and Steve, it's not just a matchup, a marquee matchup of quarterbacks. If everyone believes that Bill Belichick's the best coach in the NFL, well, you could certainly make the argument that number two and number three are Reed and Harbaugh. And Harbaugh was an Andy Reid guy from that tree, that tremendous tree. But this is going to be also very interesting because these are two of the best coaches right now in the business.
Listen, and they play at warp speed, and that's the really cool thing about the NFL, right? The players on the field, it's happening so fast. So, you know, you have that video game element, and yet there's still the brainy chess match that is going on between the two coaches. And you can't lose the sight of how important that is. And I'll give you an example. Last week, so we had the Raiders and Saints last week, and Darren Waller had 12 catches, right, and went off up and down the field. And we said on the broadcast, you know, Bill Belichick is watching, and he's going to have something different, right? And sure enough, I think Waller had two targets, maybe had 9 yards receiving yesterday. So it's the same thing with these two head coaches. They've watched the tape. There are still wrinkles, and that's amazing, right? You think in 100 years they've been playing NFL football, there's just so many defenses you can play, right? And so many wrinkles you can pull out. But I'm sure these two head coaches, Andy Reid and John Harbaugh, will have something special for each other tonight. And you're right. For as much as the respect and the love for each other that they have, you know they want to beat each other badly.
All right, Steve, before we let you go, and we're incredibly excited to watch this game with you guys on the call tonight, you gave us a nice little glimpse into your conversation with Patrick Mahomes and him talking about the bye. Did you talk to any of the guys on the defense for the Chiefs, and can you give us a little nugget or anything, that a little sneak preview of something you might be telling us about on the broadcast tonight in that regard?
Yeah, we talked to Tyrann Mathieu, and he I respect his honesty so much, because a lot of the players, you know, Lamar Jackson said, hey, it's just one game, it's just another game, and he said, and we've got a short week next week to get ready for Washington, okay? So he's lying to us. I get it. Anybody who says this is just another game tonight is flat out lying to us, and so Mathieu did not do that, and I respect it. He said to us, when guys say it's just one game, they're not telling you the truth. Monday Night Football, this quarterback, this coach, this team, this is a huge game. So he's a straight shooter. You know, he likes the bright lights. He'll be out there talking, and hopefully with no crowd again in Baltimore tonight, we'll be able to pick up from our tremendous field audio what Tyrann has to say. And the other thing I just realized, this is kind of interesting, Kansas City will be back here next year. The way the schedule falls, The way the divisions play each other, we already know next season the Chiefs will be here in Baltimore again. So we don't know it'll be on Monday night, but something else to look forward to. Look, this is the next line, guys, I think, of Brady Manning, right? That the great quarterback rivalry, not in the division, but in the conference. And we could see this for, you know, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years to come. And I think everybody's in favor of that. So that'd be a good thing.
Steve, thank you so much for the time. Have a great call tonight. We can't wait to watch. And hopefully we can talk to you again soon.
I look forward to it. Yeah, enjoy the game tonight. Should be a blast for everybody concerned. Should be great tonight. See you, fellas.
Thank you, Steve. That's Steve Levy, the play-by-play voice of Monday Night Football on ESPN. Back after this on WHB.